All right. Hi, this is the JVL podcast. Welcome in. My name is Jay. This is my co-host,
Dre.
And I'm good Jazz. To meet you.
And this is Jazz. Gotta bring her in here. We're gonna get started here. So wanna start us up, Dre?
Oh yeah, we're gonna be talking about the WNBA. We're gonna be talking about the future. We're gonna talk about the landscape. We're going to talk about the expansion draft that tomorrow. We're going to talk about the physical health, the mental health of the players. And we're going to talk about what comes to mind.
All right. You want to get it started, Dre?
Oh yeah, we can get started.
Yeah, what you got?
I think this was a good season. I think what they need to do is try to build off of it. Going into next season, I feel like I feel like what they need to do is try to branch out a little more. So I feel like the scheduling, the way it's set up, I feel like they should focus more on days where like other sports aren't like making them compete for like views. Mm-hmm. Because if you put them on a Sunday, where it's like midday, like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Most people are usually watching football at the time than they are the WNBA. But if you put it on like a Monday, like right before, like Monday Night Football, it will give them something to watch before Monday Night Football. So you can get the fans there and then they can watch football. That way you get more viewership. You get more contracts with like deals and stuff like that. And then you can generate what they've been trying to generate for the past, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it. They've only been out for about 30 years. But I feel like this season is what's going to spearhead them into like a better product. But that's just how I feel.
Well, what's your take on this, Jazz?
Nah, I agree. I always said that, like, when I used to be at work and one of the stores I used to be at, and I remember it was what game? I forgot who we were playing, but it was a football game on. So I'm fighting for the TV at work with the guys. So when I come check in the break room to see the score, I'm expecting the TV to still be on the game that I was watching. But nah, it'd be the guys in there turning it back to football. And I'm like, yo, it was the finals for the Aces.
Oh, it was 2023?
Yeah, it was.
That's messed up right there.
Fighting for the TV, they sitting here trying to. I'm like, dude, do y'all know this game is way important than y'all little football thing that y'all got?
Y'all little football thing, yeah. Like, this is finals. Yeah. Type thing.
So yeah, I always say scheduling got to do. It got to be better, way better.
That's what I noticed. That's what I talked about earlier. We were looking at the schedule before we got you on here. And I was looking at the dates, and I mean, the days that they have the games, like, they're doing Mondays. It's, like, more like the beginning of the season. I wonder if it's still going to be like that when, like, football starts. But I know, like, I feel like the days this season that's coming up is more, I think they kind of hurt us because I think they have on a Monday. And they're, like, Mondays, Tuesdays. I think on Fridays, too. I think I could also be very wrong. One of those. But I was looking at it, and I was like, okay, they probably listen. But, you know, yeah, what were you going to say, Dre? Well, I cut you off. My bad.
No, because, like, we were talking about that earlier. Like, they, like, isn't New York having their ring ceremony, like, on a Sunday?
Yeah, that's what we was talking about. That's what I was, yeah, see, how we feel about that, man. Like, that's.
Like, I know it's in May, and it's not going to be football. But you still have basketball to think about. And it's going to be May. They're getting ready for the finals.
Yeah, that's true.
Man. So you got to try to work your way around the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like if they just take more time to get their scheduling to where like you have more of a free time to actually sit there and focus on a WNBA game, their viewership will go out through the roof. Because they got the players, they got the highlights, they got the skills, they just don't have the timing.
Speaking of that, speaking of WNBA, since we're on this talk, so the season opener for the Aces and the New York, this is one, the matchup is crazy. It's like the New York is getting their rings in front of the Aces. How do we feel about that?
I personally feel like that's motivation. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. You're going into New York. You're watching them get their rings. That should be your motivation for the season. Every time you go to a team, every time you play a team, you should be looking at them as an obstacle. I got to get through you to get to the next step. Every team you should play should be a stepping stone. You should be looking to destroy them, to get past them as another check mark to a championship.
Nah, I agree.
Nothing more, nothing less.
How do you feel, Jazz?
I agree. But I'm like, dang, y'all got to see. Y'all, well, even though they ain't going to really sit through it because they going to be in a tunnel being their goofy selves.
Yeah, that's our team for real. That's our team.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be having fun.
They're probably going to sit in the back. They're like, oh, they got the ring, whatever. And like I said, I feel like it is messy, though. It is a little messy.
Messy.
And it is shady. Very messy. Like, what, Commissioner, I mean, I get it. But thank you also because you're giving us the motivation and the fire to go ahead and beat them. Maybe Asia got a dunk on them or something.
I was just about to say, Asia got a dunk on one of them. Don't matter
who. You know what they should do to be petty? While New York get their championship ring, they should have the Aces come out and everybody got ring pops on.
Ring pops. That just took me back to when they won 2023. I think the social media gave them a little ring pops.
We got the ring pops on. Like,
We got our rings too. But I have to hope that they know that, you know, I mean, we still back to back. And,
We still back to back.
Once y'all get back to back, maybe y'all can keep talking. Because, like, I'm not, like, these, like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. These, like, New York fans kind of be going crazy. I can't lie. I was like, y'all need to chill, man.
Oh, that's just New York in general.
Yeah, that's just
New York. New York being New York. Let's see. Since we're still on this WNBA talk, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say just as messy, even more messy as the sky and the fever. It's the same day.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's messy. I feel like some of these schedulings for this upcoming season are really messy. Really
but
messy.
That's and I'm how glad you brought start that up because
I'm like, dang, that is how you start a season. I feel like it's gonna be a good season. I feel like it's gonna be a good season.
Oh yeah, speaking it's only gonna get more competitive.
Oh no, definitely. I feel like we're gonna come in for it's gonna be revenge era for us. We're gonna come in hot.
No, Asia ain't coming to play with nobody.
Nope, Asia ain't ready to do that. Speaking of the WNBA talks, since we're still on this. Let's talk about the status of them moving forward, the pros and cons about it, especially this upcoming season. I had to look at my little list.
I feel like the pros will be more viewership. I think what they should do is lower their advertisement, but the way that their advertising represents them as a team. I feel like what you should do is try to focus more on not like media, but like something that can capture like a casual fan. Because you don't want to just put something out there that'll grab, like, WNBA fans. You want to branch out to, like, more casual fans that's like, you know what? Maybe I'll tune into a WNBA game. Because even if you only watch, like, two or three or four, that may be two or three more than what they watched last season.
Yeah.
So you want to focus more on the casual fans that'll be like, all right, let me tune in and see what's going on. So you got to find a way to branch out to those people more so than, like, your regular fans. Because your regular fans is always going to be there because they're loyal. But if you walk into a bar and you can convince, like, a few other people to, like, at least tune in, that viewership is going to go up.
Yeah.
That's...
But the time is them tickets.
That's
the time. Them tickets. Them tickets going to go up.
They already
we were talking about that earlier.
They are.
We were talking about that earlier.
Right? Off air.
Yeah, they already went up.
I feel like some of them already sold out. I think we were talking about the seats.
Yeah, I was looking up on SeatGeek and like them things.
Nosebleed seats. All nosebleed seats. The only ones that are left.
But that means that they're getting better and people are tuning in more.
Yeah,
because I know with this season ticket holders completely sold out, and they sold out before. They sold out before before the season was over? I want to say it was before the season was even over. They sold out.
Yeah, they sold out right before the season was over. Was it right before? No, it was definitely before the season was over. There was probably a few games left of the season, and it was already sold out.
Yeah. So even just like the single tickets is crazy. But yeah, them prices went up this year. And we was expecting it, but not so soon. And my thing is, if y'all go raise the ticket prices, are we gonna be in a bigger arena?
That's what I'm wondering. Are we gonna go to like the T-Mobile arena?
Right.
But a lot of people don't like the T-Mobile arena.
Yeah, that's true. Because everyone was so used to it's because not a lot of people like the T-Mobile arena. But I feel like it's also because of the Ultra Arena. Like, that's where they started. And, you know, all the OG fans that have been to their games, like, way before before W was popping. Like, that's where they started their legacy and the history of everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we were to move to a bigger arena, well, I don't know if... I honestly feel we're not going to move to a bigger arena. Well maybe...
They can just expand their arena.
So
yeah, they can do that.
So y'all know we supposed to be getting an NBA team soon.
Yeah, that's,
right.
That's pretty soon.
So I think what they are waiting for is because they're gonna merge arenas. Like they're gonna share that arena. It'd be crazy not to. So I think they're gonna build a whole new arena, and I think that's where we're gonna go.
I think so too.
That'd be a logical plan.
Yeah,
that would probably be a better plan for that. Shoot, what is I don't even know the NBA, but I don't even know when the NBA is gonna start coming over here. But I know we got some going on. But yeah, we're definitely gonna be sharing an arena with them. So like you said, they probably gonna have to build a whole another arena. The question is, where would it be? Is it gonna be on the Strip, or is it gonna be a whole different part of Vegas?
Nah, you know they gonna be on the Strip.
Would it be an expansion team, or would a team be moving?
See, I think it'll be an expansion team, and I guess rumor is once LeBron actually retires, him and Shaq supposed to be buying in on the Vegas team.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's what I heard.
So it's supposed to be an expansion
team. Another year or two.
And they're trying to bring Supersonics back too.
Oh, right, yeah, they're trying to bring the Supersonics back. Oh yeah, Florida. What are we gonna say, Dre?
But if they bring back the Supersonics, does that take away OKC?
Nah,
I don't think so.
Because most of their records that they have came from the Supersonics.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I was asking.
That's true.
That is very true. Dang. I guess we'll find out. I don't even know. Like, there's so much that's been there's so many things that's been happening outside the W and inside the W. And speaking of outside the W, let's talk about the players' mental health and how they're gonna how it affects them on and off the court. Is it how it affects them on and off the court?
I feel like mental health is a big component to sports, because if you're not mentally there, you physically won't be there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's been times in the WNBA where they kind of lack mental awareness, because like we were talking about earlier with Skylar Diggins having to play basketball while being pregnant. And then they got mad at her about that. And I'm like, you didn't think how that would affect a person mentally and physically? Like, she has a baby. And you're worried more about your team than her and her livelihood outside of the WNBA. And now you got KP stepping away from a rival to focus on her mental health. That should raise awareness to maybe we need to sit down and figure out what we can do to help them, not just as players, but as humans and individuals, and how that can help that us very true. In the long run.
That is a very true. That just brought me back to the event that we are at. That's also where we all met. So,
right.
I feel like mental health is very important. And I'm not gonna lie, since we're still talking about KP here and my mental health in general, I was upset that she stepped out of Unrivaled. I wanted to see her play, but I also understand why. I feel like the players, not even just KP, like they deserve to just have a good mental reset during the off season, because that will give them more time to, you know, prepare themselves for the next season. How about you, Jazz? What you thinking?
Nah, I agree. I always say, like, if they not mentally there, how are they gonna? Because they gotta come first. Like, they come first. Mm-hmm. Like, they are human at the end of the day. They are not only just athletes. Like, they are normal people like everybody else with feelings, emotions. Like, they go through stuff, and most of the time when they are working, they have to tuck all that stuff away, and they like dealing with it during the season. So
just throws them off.
Yeah. So just them like putting themselves first is important. I feel like it should be like some type of union or something, to where like all the facilities have a place where they can, you know, just go release, talk to somebody, you know, therapy, whatever the case is, that's going to help them, you know, be mentally present and there and feel good.
And unwind.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I even said this, I would much rather have them focus more on their mental health than the game that they love, because you got to put yourself first. You can't.
No.
I mean, everyone is their own person, regular person. They need that time for themselves. Even me, for example, I remember because work, I took a few weeks back, I took a whole week off for a mental break, because I mean, work is draining, and I had a lot of stuff happening outside of work in my personal life. So right. I mean, I feel all these like players that are really going through this their mental is like a little off. And I'm glad there's some players that are taking their time to back away from it, and even like, for example, just taking a break from social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes fans make it worse, because I understand you pay a certain amount of money to go watch a team play, and you want to see a certain player play that night, and they might not mm-hmm. play. They're like, oh, well, I came here and I wanted to see this person play. I came here. You got to understand, they're human. They might not be able to play that game. You shouldn't just automatically just assume that because you paid for a ticket, this is what's supposed to happen. They didn't plan to not play. They didn't plan to get injured. They didn't plan to get sick. They didn't plan to have something going on that's causing them to mentally not be there. Those things you gotta take into account to when you go there, there are things that's out of control.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you gotta make it better for them, because if I'm going through something and I gotta turn on the TV and I gotta hear fans, oh, what, we're not gonna go to the game no more because this, that. How you think that's affecting them mentally? Because now they're going to start thinking about the fans before they think about themselves. We're going to put them in a worse position than they're already in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like this is why I like the W is just special. Like, even like when they're not playing, you know, most 9 times out of 10 they're going to be at the game, right? So mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of players when they not playing, they go and say, hey, I know I didn't play, but I'm gonna go sign some autographs. I'm gonna go take some pictures. Like, I'm gonna, you yeah. know, show that, hey, I know you probably came to see me play and you found out that I wasn't playing, but let me make up for that. Which right. I like. I like that. Because most players don't even do, like, most players don't do that. Most leads don't do that. But that's what yeah, separates that's us from, like, the W from everybody else.
Exactly. And it's just a really cool thing to see when you see your favorite player not playing, but takes the time to come up to you to just sign something for you or just talk, take a picture with you.
Right.
Like, it's just, and I mean, I like how there's some, I know, and also like how there's some fans that are in the W that understand that. Some, I feel like some other like leagues and everything else outside the WNBA, some of them don't really think about that. Don't really know that. Because from my experience, I went to go watch the Aces game. We went, Dre. I think we went to watch the Benchmark play. And I'm pretty sure people were expecting KP, Asia, Jackie, and Chelsea to play. But I saw them go talk to fans, for example. Like, I saw KP going up mm-hmm. to people, signing their basketball, you know, taking pictures with fans, signing their jerseys. I saw Asia go up to someone courtside that has a little sign that specifically for her. She still wanted to go give her a little signature, talk to her a little, take a picture. And I even got Chelsea Gray. That's how I met Chelsea Gray. Chelsea Gray just kind of came up to us and I asked for her to sign my ball, took a picture. And that's what I love about the W, and I love about the players in general, because there's players in the W that really just don't, they just show love to the fans.
Yeah, they go above and beyond.
It's all about giving back.
Oh, yeah. They give back. And it's like the best thing to see. You know, like, it also, in my eyes, I see, it really shows that they're not just, you know, players. They're actual people that give back and show love to the community. And I love that about the W. And I always wish I was more engaged in it way back then. But, you know, I'm glad I'm more into it now than I was way back. But it was like the best thing to talk about, come around.
Yeah.
Man, better late than never.
That's true. Man, let's see. What else we got? What y'all got? What's on your mind?
That expansion draft.
Oh, man. Before we talk about the expansion draft, let's talk about little super teams here. And Jazz, I was on your podcast a while back and we talked about our super teams. You kind of put me on the spot, I can't lie. But now I have more time to think about it. But now we got Dre here. And I want Dre to tell us his super team. Who's your super team? Who's your WNBA super team? Bro? Any era.
My super team. My two bigs would be Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson. My two backs would be Sabrina and who was it? I said it earlier. It was who was it?
Who was he was talking with this earlier when we were
not
at
you,
work.
Not right
no,
now.
No, because we're talking about that at work. That's why.
We were because I just came up like, it's because I randomly just came up to him like, hey, bro. So, like,
oh, it was Deanna Travis.
Came to my mind.
Deanna Travis.
Oh, there okay. You go. DT.
All right.
That's what it was. And I had Deanna Handy coming off the bench.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of just right. Came up to him like, yo, who's your super team? Yeah. So, my super team.
Let me hear your redeem team.
You want to hear my redeem team? I got you. All right. I'm at the one, we got Cappy Pondexter.
All right.
At the two, we got Sue Bird.
All right.
The three, we got Cheryl Swoops.
Hmm.
Then we got Asia. I got to put Asia there. She got something going on there. And then I got Candace Parker.
Okay.
And then coming off the bench, I got Duana Bonner coming off the bench.
All right.
Yeah, my redeem team. Right. I mean, I love my other super team, but, you know, I couldn't think about that much. So, like, when I took time out, let me actually think about this. And I can tell her again because I need a redeem team.
My team beating both of y'all. So,
man.
So
what you talking about? What are you talking about? I got one of the best point guards on my team.
All right. I already say mine. I got Cappy. That's
Okay.
That's my favorite. That's one of my all-time favorite players. Her and then DT, mm-hmm. another one of my all-time favorite players.
Hey, DT's a GOAT.
Yeah, all for sure. And CP3.
Oh, okay.
Maya Moore.
Oh, she's OP. She's so OP, bro.
I feel like I'm. Where am I at? Four.
Yeah, that was four, right?
Yeah.
Was that four? Yeah, that was four.
Who am I missing?
I don't remember. Yeah. Super.
Hold on, now I gotta.
Yeah, I gotta pull it back up.
Oh, how can I miss one of my other favorite players, Shamika Holzclaw, and they're coming off the bench, Asia.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Then you gotta get it. Okay. Dang, that is
oh, yeah,
no, that's cool.
We're going to bed now. We ain't showing up to the court. I'm good.
I'm the type of person that won't back down from a challenge like that. But I mean, I feel like it was just.
No, y'all give me a nice little run, but nah.
When you got Maya Moore on that team, even
all in a prime, nah.
Yeah, no. Not all of our teams in their prime. All of our teams in their prime. I mean, I don't even think that we would be not. Nah, Maya Moore, man. He was telling me at work earlier, like Maya Moore is OP. I was like, I know she OP, like. She on there, I'm like, oh, it would just, I mean, if you think about it, it'd probably be like Cappy versus Cappy if we were going up against each other at that point.
Dude, I mean, college Maya.
Maya Moore is she's insane, like OP, like I feel like there's still a possibility to get somewhere. I'll probably be able to put a good enough fight.
Man.
But,
man, that Maya Moore, though, yeah, no, I don't think we can only do so much. We can only do so much.
She was different, man. Just like from her going from college and then just the years that we did get from her in the league.
Was crazy.
Just imagine, like, if she was still in the league while Candace was still in the league, too.
That's gonna be crazy.
That would be some of the best basketball.
Facts.
Now, I'm asking,
Candace have to be injured.
I'm gonna ask this. If Maya was still in the league, do you think Minnesota win another ring? Because at that point, I don't think they would break up.
Oh, of course.
Definitely. Minnesota will definitely win another ring from that.
Against the Aces?
Against the Aces?
Minnesota was killing it before she left.
Yeah, Minnesota was
killing it. I know.
Dang. Yeah, with the Aces, if it was that, it would just come down to Candace and Maya at that point. It would be some really good basketball to watch, but I'm pretty sure that Minnie would take it over the Aces.
Yeah, I'll go with Minnesota.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Minnesota.
It'd be a hard fought battle, but it wouldn't be no sweep though.
It would be no sweep. I feel like it would be split. But I feel like Minnesota would take
that last game though.
Yeah, Minnie would take the last game for sure. But it won't be no sweep. I know that for sure. It's definitely gonna be split and be like balanced. But yeah, Minnie will take that last game and then they will take the champion, take that chip. But it'd be a really good like series to watch if that was the case.
Who's holding Sylvia Fowles though? You got Sylvia Fowles, Maya Moore, Simone Augustus.
This them three names right there is a wrap. It's on me.
Like, Daisy. Oh man, now I don't want to talk about. Oof. Gotta talk about this expansion draft happening tomorrow afternoon. I'm a little stressed. I'm a little nervous. I haven't been this nervous since I met KP, and that was like 2-3 weeks ago. I thought I was gonna be this nervous ever again, and I remembered the expansion draft was coming up literally tomorrow afternoon, and I don't even know I was gonna be that nervous again. I'm like, I'm a little scared. I can't lie. I don't know what's gonna happen. All I do know is that family's gonna be breaking apart, and I'm gonna crash out regardless whoever they take.
Man.
Let's make predictions on what were you going to say?
I'm actually okay. After, so I don't know if y'all know who Callie is, but she a journalist. Like, she's really dope. Yeah, she really dope at her job. Like, she gets down to nitty gritty. But she just had she interviewed Becky. And she just put the article out.
Oh, I know who Callie is. Oh yeah, I saw the article. I mean, I didn't read it yet. I should read it.
I'm gonna say I'm actually, after seeing what was said, I'm actually okay. Cause it'd be Kia, KB, and I feel like I'm missing. And it was somebody else. Cause I was like, yeah, I'm pretty. I was like, I agree. I'm cool with that.
I wish I read the article.
I can't remember who was the third person. It might have been KP, to be honest. Oh, I know.
God, KP. I was just talking to Dre about it earlier off stream. I was all like, KP, man. I don't even know. Dang.
But see, I think she's actually safe. I think she will be, I think she's reserved because she haven't resigned yet. So I think got it to where she's reserved, where I think that they can't touch her at all. That's what I think. So I think she'd be okay. But
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. I think, what did you say, Dre? It was like, we were just talking about the expansion draft. I think
it's going to be more like somebody from the bench.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I think, I was talking, I think we were talking about how KP, she's either gonna be protected or they're gonna core her, because she's a core candidate. As an unrestricted free agent, she's a core candidate. So they're probably gonna core her, if anything. But like, it's still like a lot to think about, and it's still like very stressful to pretty much think about. So I mean, I think we were talking about how we don't think that they're gonna take any of the starters, like the star players.
But right. No, they're gonna be protected for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna be protected. Like I even said, like even though KP is a free agent, I'm pretty sure that she's safe.
No, she's safe. Like, I don't think they're gonna touch her. With Natalie too, we're picking from that team. I think she's gonna probably grab somebody she's closest to, but it still makes sense for her building the team with too. So
yeah,
I guess
right.
So even though AC still needs to resign, Sid still needs to resign, and Tip needs to resign too. Yeah,
I feel like Tip might resign. I don't know. I could also be. I mean, that's just what I think is gonna happen, because I remember Tip posted, I think it was on TikTok or on Instagram, talking about, oh, year one of Ace's like completed, and I'm like assuming she's gonna resign. And I think there was something about Tip saying if she had a pick, she'd go back to the Aces or something like that. It was something like that, but she would probably go back to the Aces. But I don't know, but man, I was talking to my dad about the expansion draft earlier. He was talking about AC. I hope they don't take AC. I was like, I hope so too, man, but we don't know. It's like, damn.
I'm thinking more of Megan.
You think, Meg. I was thinking of Megan. When you said in the Discord, I got to put him on the Discord server. I was telling about that. Because when you said in the Discord, you're saying Queen or Meg. You said Queen or Meg, right?
Yep, I said Queen or Meg. But after reading that article and we saw what Becky said, it might be Kia.
It might be Kia, really? I need to read that article.
You gotta read the article.
Lord, I was trying to read the article at work when it pulled. I was Dre be liking Kia. If you say Kia might be it, then I wouldn't be as upset. But I mean,
we gonna throw a party.
But yeah, honestly, I mean, Kia still did her thing when she did her thing, but I could see her going on the Valks, to be honest. I think Nat would be able to, like, build around, like you said, two from the Aces. She'll probably be able to, especially because she has, like, she's been with them for a minute, so she'll be able to experience, you know, just build a team around them. But since we're talking about the expansion draft, what's y'all predictions? I mean, I still have a few to think about, but maybe if y'all talk about it a little bit, maybe I can get an idea of who I think might get put on the Valks.
I still need to do my list for my pod. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had the list. I don't have.
I got it. I was like, I got to do the list. I got to look, because I was gonna do mine for my pod, just to see if, you know, that we come back on just to see who all got it right or who got close to it.
Right.
Got close.
Yeah, we could. But we could always say that. I gotta look too. We'll just pass. We'll scoop past that a little bit. But I do want to talk about the draft a little bit. What y'all got? How do y'all feel about the expansion draft though? Like,
I feel like,
what's y'all opinions on
it? I feel like it's needed. I feel like another team in the WNBA is what they need. More competition.
Yeah. We need
more competition, more exposure.
We need a more longer WNBA season for sure.
Yeah.
We need new WNBA.
More potential rivalries.
Like, I mean, not a longer one. You said what?
I said more potential rivalries.
Oh yeah, I feel like the Valks might be the Aces rival,
bro.
I think it'd be New York and Valks,
We got to go through like this again. I feel like it'd be like that. Yeah, know that? We're going to have to go through this again.
Because of Toronto. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Definitely. Man, it's just, this expansion draft. Like, I've been thinking about it all day.
Come at the same time, because that was gonna be two teams, because Portland coming in 26 too, right?
I think so.
That's gonna be two players.
No. Why? Wait, you just reminded me about families breaking apart. This is tough. I feel like that one. Isn't Toronto? Toronto's coming next year too, right?
2026. Portland coming in 2026 too, I believe, right? So it was two teams.
That's what happened when it starts spreading.
I love that the W has gotten bigger, but when you're emotionally attached to a team and you know you have to say bye to like your like favorite players, is like the worst thing an Aces fan would ever go through. Like, you just reminded me of that. I didn't even think about that. I mean, I kind of was trying to avoid that. And then you brought up like, oh, you're right. So we're going to lose two.
No.
So it's going to be even more risky. Yeah, it's going to be even more like, I'm going to crash out even more next year. I know that. I'm pretty going to crash out tomorrow, whoever happens.
But if you think about it, it gives other players more playing time that they normally wouldn't get.
Yeah, that's true.
Even
true.
The people players were saying that got cut, too.
Oh, yeah, players that got cut. I think someone was saying how Sid could get some more playing time. People are even saying Sid might be going to the Valks, too, but I don't know.
Hey, Zaya Cook got to come back. She got to be on the Valkyrie.
Oh, man, yeah.
Zaya Cook. I like Zaya Cook.
Man, dang. This is going to be one. I feel like it's still going to be a good season, though, coming up, though. But this expansion draft, ooh. Speaking of the expansion draft, are you going to the, Josh, are you going to that watch party tomorrow?
No, I got to work.
Man, I have a haircut appointment at 2. I don't think I'm going to be done until like 3 something.
Oh, you will be. Because what time do it start?
Does it start at 3?
Well, let me check.
Yeah, I forgot when it started. I might be able to pull up. Shoot, we might pull up. Jay, let's pull up to the spot. Those of y'all listening, if y'all aren't on the Discord that we're all in, well, Jay's about to be in that, or in that Facebook group, there is a watch party for the expansion draft tomorrow at the spot, LV. You said at 3 p.m., right?
I think they said around like 3, but I feel like they might have said the wrong time. It's 6:30 Eastern time, so yeah.
Oh yeah, so it's gonna be 3:30.
Oh, 3:30.
So y'all will be able to make it.
Probably be able to make it.
Oh yeah.
We should definitely go.
Yeah, y'all should go.
Dang, man. That'll be so.
The spot be lit.
I think Oh no, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, the spot be lit. Running into some on me. Man. Damn, I just keep thinking about this expansion draft.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. I got this up. They got like the mock draft.
The mock draft? Oh, it a mock draft. Oh, okay.
All right, so from Atlanta Dream, they got Haley Jones.
Okay.
Chicago Sky, Lindsey Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, Olivia Nelson. And then Indiana, Katie Lou? I can't see them getting rid of Katie Lou, though.
I don't think so.
I see them keeping Katie Lou. I feel like she was like a big part of Indiana this season, especially the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's an interesting one.
Guess what they got for the Aces?
KP?
I think I know.
Is it KP?
To me, this makes sense. And
who they put?
KB.
KB.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah,
we were just talking about that earlier.
To me, that makes sense.
Yeah, KB. That does make sense. I thought that makes sense. I could see, yeah.
Because she actually got game, and when she's in, not this season, but last season
she got more playing time last season for sure. Yeah,
so I can see her getting her shine on over there for sure.
Right.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
That makes sense. And then the Sparks, Aerie McDonald. I like her. Mm-hmm. I liked her in college too.
Oh yeah, I made her go watch her highlights. I haven't seen her in college.
See, this is the one I like right here, because she's gonna get her shine. She's actually like my tight favorite rookie, because Rekia Jackson and Alyssa Peel is they tied for me.
Mm-hmm.
But her being on the Valkyries, being on the Valkyries.
Okay.
Oh, she gonna shine. She's nice.
I need to go look at some highlights. What is it? What was her?
Look at her. You could look at her Utah college highlights. But even when she was like getting the game for Minnesota, like you could watch some of the highlights, but she go crazy. I wish she would have got way more playing time. She did some crazy move when we play. When they play here. It was like some crazy spin foot. She did her footwork crazy. She did some spin move, and if it shot it up, and I was like, if she would have made that, I would have had to jump up and scream, because
right, move your ass out here,
man. She nice. Like I said, she literally like tied number one favorite rookie with Rekia. Like she
was it again? Like that.
Huh?
Who was it again?
Rekia, Alyssa Peel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna look at that, because that my reaction when I see like the players do crazy moves, I yell my lungs out. I'm saying, I was like, yo, I man. Probably, I would have been, my voice would be shattered.
I'm gonna skip a few of these, but I'm gonna go to this one, because this one is actually really, really interesting.
Okay.
And I don't know how this works. If she would actually be able to play, I feel like at this point, I would love to see her back on the court. But at the same time, her health is way more important. I feel like she should just retire. EDD.
I think I know what he's talking about. Yeah, she sat out last season.
Yeah.
Dang. Yep. Okay.
They got her on the list. They got her on the list.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think I would love to see her on the court. I've been watching her since she was in college. I see her first play when she first got to Chicago. So yeah, she one of she Damn. Healthy
man. Sweet. Okay,
no, I'm just kidding.
She healthy. She could, but. I think sometimes you just gotta wrap it up.
Yeah, no, she is injury, like her health, like I just want her healthy and just to focus on that. Like I said, I would love to see her back on the court. I was happy when she did play here. I got to see her play, but then she was out right after. So I was just like, I'm just happy I got to see her play one last time in person. Right.
That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Dang, yeah, injuries are really something. especially in the WNBA. You got to take care of your health.
Yeah.
Especially when you try to rush back from it.
Yo, that's true. That's true. Damn, what was on that mock draft?
Who else?
Yeah.
I did skip. I skipped a few.
You skipped a few? But it didn't make sense. It's okay. It'd be like that. I think I might have seen the mock draft too.
Honestly, the rest of the teams is respectfully as it's like people on the bench.
Bench players.
That's what we were talking about earlier. How they're probably for the bench draft, they're probably not gonna touch any of the star players. There might be a few, but I think they're probably just gonna get people from the bench on the teams. What's going on? Solid something.
Yeah. All right. So they talking about a trade. So Kirsten will go to Atlanta for the rights of Isabel.
Oh.
Oh. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't think Nat would do that. I think Nat would actually keep KB.
Yeah, she probably keep KB. I think she'll be able to like build the team around KB too. Like you said, two from the Aces, one of them. Because
KB can play.
It would make a lot of sense to keep her, but not trade her. Because like KB, like you said, she can play. She can hoop. Like, I've seen her play last season, man. Like, she had a lot of playing time.
I kept telling everybody, I can't see the Aces giving up Kia. Like, the way that they fight for Kia is crazy. But I also see, I could see Kia going over there because all these players that they grabbed in this mock draft, how many centers? For real. Also, I think it was Olivia was one.
Mm-hmm.
She could play both. We'll say two and a half. One and a half.
Okay.
We'll say two total. Because two of the players can't. We'll say two total because two of them are for real forwards.
Okay.
But they can play both positions.
Right.
That's true. I don't know.
Do you think a fresh start is something that she would want?
I would think so.
Probably.
I would think so.
You don't think so?
I think so.
You think so?
I would think so, but that is a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah.
But
especially coming off the season that she's had.
No, she better get her butt in the gym.
That's literally what I said, bro. That's so crazy. We were talking about this at work, Dre. He was like, she need to go to the gym. She need to get in the gym with Bam. Who else did you say? You said Bam and
I said what she needs to do is go to the gym with like big male players. So
yeah, big NBA players.
She
like
can
Bam,
get that bully basketball in because she's too big and too athletic to not be out there averaging at least 8-8.
She did whatever.
She has the skills, she has to live, but she doesn't have the timing.
Yeah, I would say whatever Giannis did.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. She needs to get in the gym with like Giannis. She needs to get in the gym with Bam.
Better start throwing them. Better start throwing them arms around. Start throwing them elbows. Hell,
hey, that's what Liz.
Yeah, go down, Liz can't be.
I would say Liz just a woof.
Right, go find Liz can't be.
Exactly. That's so crazy you said that, because we literally just said that at work a few hours back. We were like, can't even get in the gym with like some NBA players. And I learned that bully ball, because like you said, the way she built, how athletic she is, she can really play bully ball, and she'd be a huge help for Asia in the paint. Because I know people, especially,
and if you
can't like,
get a rebound, so I hit him in the ribs, so they know not to jump next
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
I would say this, because I think we got to remember Kia was injured. So this season, yeah. Like, she didn't really for real, start getting her groove back until around the same time Chelsea was getting her
like
groove
the second
back.
Half.
During playoffs. It wasn't even.
Oh yeah.
It was more close towards playoffs, even with Chelsea. It was still second
right.
half.
But yeah, the second half of the season is when we really were getting our flow back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like after the season she had, living there, going to a brand new team where she would be one of the main focuses, do you think she'll be prepared for that? Because I remember when Dwight Howard had season-ending back surgery, and then he got traded to the Lakers. And I was like, oh, the Lakers is going to do this, and he's going to do that. And I'm like, you got to think about it. He just had season-ending back surgery, mm-hmm. and y'all just got mm-hmm. Steve Nash, who was like 39 at the time. Yeah. You think they're really going to coexist? They're like, oh, yeah, it's going to work. You're just a hater. And then look what happened. He had a bad season because of his back. And then he got traded. Steve Nash retired. And then I was just sitting there like, I told y'all it was going to happen. This dude just had season-ending back surgery. And y'all thought he was going to automatically be the same person. Like, no.
No.
They judge you based off last season. And his season was a season-ending back surgery. So you got to take that into account. So with Kia having her injuries in the season that she had this season, do you think that she will be mentally prepared to now become a franchise player for a brand new expansion team?
I think she would. And the only reason why I say that is because at the end of the day, she's a role player, right? Right now. She's a mm-hmm. role player. She had to play a role.
Right.
Now, when Asia is out, she does step up. Now, I think having that type of pressure, she would be able to do it. But I think if they getting who this list says they're getting, we'll say not even KB. We'll switch KB for Kia. I don't think she would be a franchise player, though. I think somebody else will be the franchise player. I don't think it would be Kia. They will definitely make sure everything is good. Make sure, you know, plays, all that stuff. Like, she...
Right.
But mm-hmm. I don't think she would be a franchise player.
Yeah.
If we go up based off of this list, nah.
Yeah, nah. But yeah, I do think she does. I think she
they get EDD. That's it.
Right.
What I'm saying, man. But
Philly will be the franchise player. I'm biased, but
hey, you know, nothing wrong with being biased. That's how I feel about a lot of players.
Right.
Specifically one player. Specifically one player, but I think we already know that one.
It's a murder who? She wouldn't do a thing.
Right? I know all for 2 weeks she wouldn't do nothing like that.
Yeah. All me. Oh, man. Oh, look. I don't know if y'all see this, but we got a little KP in the back here. She just sitting there. Chilling. I was trying to bring her up last time, but she's sitting there. She's chilling. If that doesn't answer your question about who my bias, but my bias players, then you know. But man, whoa, wow, that was this was fun, man. This was cool. I'm really glad.
Oh, it was amazing.
We might have to. Yeah, this was cool. We gotta. This was a really good time for first episode my podcast. Jazz, thank you so much for hopping on this with us. Like, I would love for you to come back next time, and I'm excited to be on your pod Saturday, right?
Yeah, Dre, you coming?
Yeah, I'll be here. Yeah, because I work in the morning, so I'll definitely be here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's usually open, so we better do it. So thank y'all so much for listening in. We are a little rambling here and there. Appreciate y'all. Jazz, again, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having Alrighty. Me.
Oh, of course. Come back soon. But thank y'all for watching and listening. Glad y'all stayed around. And I hope everyone has a good rest of their week. And let's all prepare ourselves mentally for the Sixth Mansion draft that's happening tomorrow afternoon. We all don't know what to expect. I'm pretty sure we're all nervous. This is like the last time I was this nervous was when I met KP. But, you know. But, yeah. So, thank y'all for listening. Hope y'all have a good rest of your week, your day. And let's look forward to this expansion draft and see what happens.